Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
What do you make of this? From burnt pots to spilled flour, it can definitely be said that many parents often feel intimidated by the thought of teaching their kids how to cook. But with messy kitchens aside, some patience and consistency, it can be said that cooking with kids can be one of the greatest experiences of parenting. Chefs have taken to social media to say so and to encourage parents, are you listening, to cook with your kids. Well, to give us his ultimate recipe for success, I'm joined by top chef and restaurateur JP McMahon. JP, Fáil to Ruth.
How are you?
Not too bad. Let me ask you straight up. Do you cook with your own kids first?
I do. I try to do it as much as possible. I mean, it's probably less than people think because you'd imagine I'm a chef and I cook all the time. But unfortunately, most of the time I'm in the restaurant. But I do at least twice a week. I try and cook with them or get them to engage in some way. Sometimes it's more successful than others.
Yeah. What about though? And you're the man who famously told this program that you pay your children euros to try veg. So do you pay them to cook?
I haven't had to pay them to cook yet. But I mean, look, as I said to your researcher, I mean, I think sugar is the way forward, you know, particularly when you're beginning. And I know that's not cooking, but it's certainly a start in the kitchen of whether it's baking or that. But I think engaging with the foods that they like and then trying to cook that. Now, mine are two very plain eaters, so I'm certainly not don't have two Olympians for eating. They're very plain. So most of the time it's pasta and cheese and salmon and stuff like that.
Yeah. But I mean, that's a start, as you say. But what about the mess, though? That's what puts an awful lot of parents off. They're texting us already. So what do you do in terms of the mess?
I think the parents just need to be cleaner. No, I don't know. I mean, for me, like, it's not something exactly you're going to do every single day, because sometimes if you've got the kids hanging out of you and you're trying to cook, and I think people get intimidated in that way and go, look, I can't do it today. But I think it's just giving yourself maybe one day a week. And like, one day a week is 52 times a year nearly. Yeah. And if you can just say, you know what, I'm going to have a bit of crack today and we're going to print off a recipe for, I don't know, salmon cakes or something very simple. Yeah. And we're going to go buy the ingredients and then we're going to put it together and give the child a bit of space where they can mess up a small bit. I mean, I have a bit of OCD in the kitchen, so I'm always like, you're not allowed to do that because you're going to make a mess.
Well, but you're taking the fun out of it then.
It depends, but I do try and give them a little bit of leeway and try and introduce.
No, but I know what you mean. I know what you mean, JP, because kids, well, depending on the age now and depending on the kid, there's an awful lot of variables, but they always want to put in too much, don't they? So they put in like all of the juice or all of the whatever, the sugar.
Even if we're weighing something, it's like, it doesn't matter if it's supposed to be 600. It can be 1,000. And you just keep on emptying and then you got to scoop it all back out and then just put your hand in and take it out. And it's like, oh, don't put your hand in because you have to use a spoon to take it out. And yeah, it can cause a little bit of stress.
Yeah.
But I do think that having your kids cook with you is, I mean, we take it for granted. And I'm glad I grew up in the 80s in a family of six, and there were always family meals. And that's something I think that that's probably the exception now because we're so busy and because there's more food outlets. So I do think having the skill to actually cook gives you a little bit of independence in later life.
Yeah, snap. I grew up in a family of six in the 80s and 90s as well. So where did I go wrong, JP? Where you can cook, so I can't. A texter here, yeah, clean freak of a chef. There's a text here for you, 51551. The listener says, it's a great idea to get children to cook from an early age, provided that the mantra of part of cooking is cleaning up is integral to the process. Start as you mean to go on. Now, we're obviously different sides of the coin here. You're clean and organised and structured and a great cook. I'd be of the view to let them off. If they want to throw some flour around, go on.
I'd be more of a clean as you go, and I'd be insisting the dishes get washed at the end. And sometimes I just end up doing it and I end up cleaning it. So I'm not saying like that you have to take all the fun out of it, but I think and when we think about cooking, sometimes we think of some elaborate meal. I mean, it could be something as simple as scrambled eggs with a rasher or sausage or something. I mean, every time you fry something, and you're showing someone how to fry something, I mean, that skill is transferable for everything up to cooking a steak,
yeah.
You know. And I think we don't give kids, particularly when they were like 10, 11 and 12, the benefit of actually being able to stand beside a pot of boiling water. I think we became too overprotective, going, listen, don't go near that water and don't touch that knife. But I think at some stage you have to trust your child to say, I'm going to show you how to cut an onion and I'm not going to be worried about you cutting your finger off. Because
yeah.
Otherwise you can let them go till 18 and then all of a sudden you've got 18-year-olds who have never picked up a knife to cut a carrot or anything like that.
But there's something even, I think you're dead right, because there's something even more fundamental about cooking. And I'm bringing my own experience or ignorance to bear here. Two things, right? I have no idea about heat. I don't know how to cook a steak, as you mentioned, on the appropriate heat. And everything that I cook in the oven goes in at 180 to 200. I don't care what it is. For 40,
my mum has always thrown in 180 grand. It's just like, it's cook. And it's not, like, there's a wonderful book, and it's a Netflix series as well called Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. And I can't remember the lady who wrote it now, but it's what you're talking about in the sense that, I mean, people get bogged down in recipes and that, but fundamentally cooking is about feeding yourself. And if you have a small repertoire of what works with what, you can actually cook an awful lot more than you think. But it is really the application of heat to salt, fat and acid. And I know that sounds scientific, but it is really, every time you make, yeah, I was going to say every time you make a mayonnaise, I don't know how much mayonnaise you make. But,
never.
But you're putting oil and salt and lemon juice and like it's a fat with salt and that goes with so much, like you think the amount of food that mayonnaise goes with,
mm-hmm.
like it goes with nearly everything. And but I do think in later life, I have met 18 to 25 year olds who cannot cook whatsoever. And like it's actually getting worse because a lot of the tech companies, both in Ireland and Europe and States, provide a food program where you never you get your breakfast and your lunch and even your dinner and sometimes. So you don't ever have to cook. And what happens is you might have someone there who's there 30 years and then all of a sudden they leave or they retire and then they haven't cooked in 30 years for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have to go with ready meals or pre-cooked stuff. And that's where you have issues around added salt and added sugar and that. So I do think it's really, really, it's really, really important.
Do you think you could teach kids about using spices and how which spices to use in which dish, or is that too difficult?
No, absolutely. I mean, we had an online course during COVID, and we had 100 kids on Zoom each day. So Saturday and Sunday morning, we had 100 children, and we had a great time. We did 4 recipes in 2 hours, and some of them were spiced, some of them weren't. But I think it's all about kind of adding, tasting, and it's trial and an experiment, and also just doing it and making a mistake and then going, okay, we shouldn't have put so much spice in this, or we shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it really depends. I mean, Ireland is much more diverse than it was. And
can I ask you this? Here's a spice that bamboozles me now. Turmeric. What do you do with that?
Turmeric is it's very strong, and a lot of people would use it. It colours stuff, and it's in curry powder, but you got to use it lightly. So if I'm adding it to like a korma, I might put in cumin and coriander, and then like half as much turmeric.
Right.
I mean, turmeric has health properties, but it's used a lot to colour dishes.
It's bitter. I mean, it's bitter, isn't it?
Sometimes they're supposed to use saffron in paella, but sometimes we're in Spain, the saffron's too expensive and they give you turmeric.
Okay. Come here to me, before I let you go, what age, this has turned into a personal curiosity instead of asking about kids. So what age do you recommend parents start getting their kids into the kitchen?
I think 3 to 5 for a little bit of bacon, a little bit of playing around, and then from 5 to 7, 5 to 8. It really depends on the kid, but I mean, do you know what? Even sometimes my 13-year-old will make salmon with me or something, but she's not a big salmon fan, but she likes the process.
Okay.
So I think you can always have kids there in the kitchen with you.
Okay.
And then they might just, through osmosis, learn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, it's you've given an awful lot of people an awful lot of encouragement, I would say. If J.P. McMahon can do it,
it's not rocket science. I honestly think it's just cooking, and I'm at it I think I could definitely show anyone to cook, and I can teach you about heat. If you ever come up to the cooking school,
definitely.
We can do it.
It'll be epic. Thank you very much indeed. That's Top Chef JP McMahon.